This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive.
Now at Joy, we're always keen to promote health alerts to keep you up to date and informed. And recently, there's been an increase in the number of Shigella. I can't say it, Michael. Is it Shigella?
It is Shigella.
Shigella cases in Victoria. And an increase in cases among men who have had recent sexual contact with other men and returned travellers are presenting at health clinics. Acting Manager Health Promotion Thorn Harbour Health, Michael Whelan, is with us now. Michael, can you let us know what the symptoms of Shigella are, please?
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me on. We at Thorn Harbour, of course, love sharing up-to-date health information. Shigella's basically like super gastro. If you've ever had gastro before, you've probably experienced some of the symptoms.
Which is not pleasant.
Which is not pleasant. So you spend a lot of time on the toilet, stomach cramps, diarrhea, a little bit of fever, nausea, vomiting. You can get a little bit dizzy and lightheaded.
Uh-huh.
Particularly if you're not eating a lot or if you're not taking in a lot of water, you can feel dizzy. Can be a generally unpleasant experience, but it's generally self-limiting. So by the time you start taking in some nice fluids and you flush it out of your system, it generally leaves kind of on its own.
So how is it spread?
So it's spread a number of ways. It can be through, you know, improper hand washing and food preparation, but the cases that we're seeing at the moment are primarily amongst men who have sex with men, and we believe that they're through sexual contact.
So it could be, could you also get it through someone who's had sexual contact and then perhaps hasn't washed their hands and then
pass
it on as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so you can get it through direct sexual contact, but because it's spread through fecal matter, you know, improper mm-hmm. hand washing, you touch a doorknob as you exit the room that you've just had a little bit of whoopee in, a little bit of fun times,
right.
And then your flatmate comes over and uses the same door handle and touches their face, or you kiss someone on the cheek after you've just, you know, enjoyed someone orally,
mm-hmm.
You can spread it that way. It's very highly infectious, but as I said, most people kind of clear it as a regular matter of course.
So, Michael, we don't want to alarm people, but we also want to know how can we prevent these things from spreading as such. So, you know, and we all do like to have a bit of fun. So what mm-hmm. are some things that we can put into practice when we are having a bit of fun that will stop us or prevent it or minimise the risk of getting it? We're talking about Shigella. I've got it right now, haven't I?
Yeah, Shigella, you are correct. So one of the most important things is if you are feeling unwell to avoid sex for that period of time, cue the boo sound. But if you are feeling unwell, it's probably best to just have a bit of a break. If you do pick up Shigella and you have really severe or acute symptoms, sex is probably going to be the last thing on your mind anyway. But there is a period by which you pick up the virus, it's called the incubation period. So when you acquire the bacteria, but before you start presenting symptoms, so you can pass it on to someone and kind of not know it and then get sick a little bit later on. So general good practice is good hygiene. So especially kind of before and after you're having sex, washing your hands, your genital area, your bum. I have a big bushy beard. So washing your beard is really important.
So it can sort of hang around your beard as well.
Yeah, anything that kind of fecal matter can attach to, and that's hands and faces and all sorts of things.
Now, Michael, a question for you. There's a bit of a concern, isn't there, about it at the moment in terms of being able to treat it. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on there?
Yeah. So not a concern necessarily, but we did have a cluster of Shigella cases kind of around 2018, 2019, mm-hmm. and this kind of trajectory looks a little bit similar. So we've just seen a bit of an uptick in cases, and a number of those cases are resistant to what we call kind of the first line of defense. So the part and parcel antibiotics that we would generally give to people mm-hmm. seems to not be super effective at treating this kind of Shigella. That's not to say it's untreatable. We do have a number of kind of third and fourth line defenses waiting in the wings. So there's been a lot of communication with our lovely doctors working there out there in the community to advise them to test for the kind of Shigella you have and to use the appropriate treatment. So nothing to be concerned about, but to be aware of.
So if someone does get Shigella and they go and they see their doctor and they get this first line of treatment and it doesn't clear it, what sort of time should it be cleared in? And then if it's not cleared in that time, what should they do?
Yeah, so you can start developing symptoms kind of straight away within kind of 12 hours. You might take as long as 7 days to start feeling unwell. It can take like a fortnight to recover from. So depending on the severity of the case, you might feel like you're really well within a couple of days, but the bacteria might be still be hanging around in your system. So it's best to kind of give everything a bit of a miss. If you do have kind of what we call an acute case of Shigella, it's best to reach out to something like Nurse on Call or to present at your doctor's, make an appointment, and they can do some testing. So they can test your stool sample and make sure that they're testing the right, using the bacteria on the right kinds of things. So if you're not well within kind of a couple of weeks,
yep,
that's when you'd be starting to reach out for some medical support.
All right. And let's talk about other STIs at the moment. Are there any other STIs that also are starting to experience some sort of level of antibiotic resistance?
Yeah, we've got a lot of bacteria and viruses that are around that we've been treating for a really long time. Things like gonorrhea and chlamydia, we have kind of a different arsenal of tools that we can use to treat them, and some are really effective and some aren't. So that's where things like resistance testing comes in. So if you pick up a virus or a bacteria, sometimes they'll run some testing to go, is it A, B, C, or D? Which of these hammers are we going to whack it with? So it's all just about using the right tools.
Should we be alarmed?
Absolutely not. When things like this happen, we've got a few cases of Shigella. People start thinking about their sexual health. Now's a good time to think about when you last had an STI test and whether it's maybe time to book in for the next one just to keep yourself nice and healthy.
Now, Michael, you're also a well-known Joy presenter on Well, Well, Well and Hide and Seek. So you're well-versed in
well-versed indeed. We actually, on Hide and Seek just last week, which is a recently published podcast, we actually had a bit of a chat about Shigella. So there's more info there if you head to joy.org.au/hide and seek.
And of course, you can hear Hide and Seek on Joy from 10 to 11 p.m. every Tuesday.
Yep.
And Well, Well, Well every Thursday from 9 to 10 p.m.
Indeed. And if you are looking to get a test, you're concerned about Shigella, you just want a bit more information,
yep,
head to thedramadownunder.info.
Just on that, thedramadownunder.info, someone was telling me that if you do get diagnosed with something now, there's a way you can anonymously tell everyone that you've been in contact with.
Yeah,
is
absolutely.
That still available?
Yeah, that's certainly amazing. Is. It's called Let Them Know. Mm-hmm. So if you're like me, you have no boundaries and you just text people, hey girl, you might want to go get a test. But if you are a little bit shy or maybe you don't know the person super well, you can drop their details in and it will send them an anonymous message to say, hey, you might want to check for these kinds of things. And you can actually tick off, you know, HIV, gonorrhea, syphilis, Shigella, and go, yeah,
you might want to get tested. And you don't even have to face them. You can just say, hey, I've let them know anonymously.
Yeah.
What's the address again?
It's called thedramadownunder.info.
Yep.
And you can find a clinic on there. You can find out all the information you need about Shigella and the Let Them Know function.
Michael, great information. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive
Thanks so
today.
Much for having me on.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.